President Obama leaves the White House today for Israel. Tomorrow he will attend the funeral of former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres. Last night at Fort Lee in Virginia, President Obama participated in a town hall on military issues on CNN. The forum followed the Pentagon announcement that 600 more U.S. troops will be deployed to Iraq to support the upcoming offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS. Tina Houchins, whose 19-year-old son Aaron was killed in Baghdad in 2007, asked the president why he won't use the term Islamic terrorist.
If you had an organization that was going around killing and blowing people up and said, we're on the vanguard of Christianity, well, as a Christian, I'm not going to let them claim my religion and say you're killing for Christ. I would say that's ridiculous. That's not what my religion stands for. Call these folks what they are, which is killers and terrorists. And that's what we've been trying to do, is to make sure that, A, we don't validate their claims that somehow they speak for Islam, because they don't, and B, making sure that we do not make Muslims, who are well-meaning and are natural allies on this fight, because these groups are killing more Muslims than they're killing anybody else, make sure that they don't feel as if somehow this is some contest between the West and Islam.
The president was also asked about athletes refusing to stand for the national anthem.
I want everybody to listen to each other. So I want Mr. Kaepernick and others who are on a knee, I want them to listen to the pain that that may cause somebody who, for example, had a spouse or a child who was killed in combat, and why it hurts them to see somebody not standing. But I also want people to think about the pain that he may be expressing about somebody who's lost a loved one that they think was unfairly shot.
President Obama there at last night's military town hall, that audio courtesy of CNN.